Women in Theater is a Kauai-based theater troupe that's currently without a home. It's a challenge, but it's not the sort of thing to discourage true show folk. And with that in mind, WIT is presenting a new show geared to the month of April called WIT Happens. It's a collection of short pieces, and Nellie Foster of Women in Theater is on the line to tell us more about it. Good morning, Nellie.
Good morning, Chris.
So you folks are nomads now, is that right?
We are nomads, and we're just kind of making the best of it.
Well, that's kind of what one does, right?
It is. So you're having a good time while we're doing it.
Yeah. And your next show is at Storybook Theater in Hanapepe, yeah?
Yes, we're going over to the west side. We tend to do things more on the east side, and since we're nomads, we thought we would just spread the wealth and do our next performance over at Storybook Theater in Hanapepe.
And what's this next performance going to be, Nellie?
Well, it is a conglomeration of April events. So we're talking about taxes,
okay.
We're talking about foolishness, and we're talking about rain in April and spring.
Fair enough. Does foolishness go with April particularly?
Well, you know, the whole April Fool's thing.
Ah,
April,
yes.
April Fool's Day. So, and we're actually, the event is actually on April 15th, which is the last day you can file your income tax.
Oh.
So that kind of worked out nicely.
Don't we know it, right?
So we have some foolish tax pieces. We have some serious tax pieces. We have, it's just really fun. We have an accountant who's actually helping a manic pixie do her taxes.
Uh-huh.
So we think that will be very enlightening to a lot of people. We're also adding some music. Our last event was in February, based on love and Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
and we added some sing-along to that, and the audience loved it so much, we're going to add that back in for this event, which is things like, you know, April showers and let your smile be your umbrella, those types of things.
Yeah, which I think is probably a good idea, because as you described the manic pixie doing her taxes, many of us who are, you know, more or less calm the rest of the year turn into manic pixies right around.
It's true. Well, Mark Twain actually said that April Fool's Day is the one day of the year where we can reflect on what we actually are the other 364 days.
Fair enough. So it sounds as if there was quite a bit of material for you folks to draw from.
There is. And there's just great little fun stories that you know, it's time, an evening, 90 minutes of material that isn't too serious. It's just a time we can sit back and enjoy things that are not just frivolous, but they can be thought-provoking, but in a fun way as well. Some great pieces by Bailey White. I mean, we love Bailey White's stuff. Shel Silverstein, a little bit of stuff from Shakespeare. Just a really nice compilation of readings and fun things.
Sounds as if you have many authors involved. Original pieces mixed in with the Shakespeare and everybody else?
Absolutely. We have some really nice pieces by some local playwrights. Fran Kalb is one of our newer playwrights on the island, and she actually is on the board of WIT, and she will be presenting a couple of her short monologues that are just delightful. She has a great way of looking at life realistically, but in a fun way as well. So you can kind of get the message without being too serious about it, yeah?
Well, given that you as a theater group need to look at life realistically and find a home, what's involved in that search?
Well, there is, it's just not simple, and we're unique in that we do, obviously, we do what would be considered regular theater, but we really like to promote original works by local authors and not-so-local authors. Every other year, we do the Kauai Shorts, which is our 10-minute play festival. And
oh, yeah.
We get, you know, 100-plus submissions from all over the world for that, and we select about 18 of those and present them over a weekend. So we like that to be our focus. So if we have our own space, what would really be nice would be to be able to support. You do the original pieces, and then you support your overhead by doing traditional pieces. pretty much. That's the way theater usually has to work, unless you're on Broadway and have big producers, right?
Well, since we're not there yet, we'll keep in touch with you folks' progress as you make your way across the desert with your nomadic tents, right?
Yes, we are looking for supporters. We are looking for space. There's a lot of empty retail spaces out there that we just need to convince someone that's a good idea to have theater within their retail area to draw people in.
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
That's what we would like to do.
Sounds good, Nellie. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet.
For your support.
Nellie Foster is part of Women in Theater, which is a Kauai-based theater troupe that will present Wit Happens, a collection of scenes, monologues, and poems to celebrate the month of April, and that's on April 15th.